The Torah tells us, Zochar Hashem HaShabbos L'Kadsho. We have to remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. And we know, Chazal tells Zachrei L'Hayayin. And we remembered over a cup of wine. There's a whole discussion about how much of Kiddush is Daraisa, is biblical. Is it just reciting the words of the Kiddush? Is it over a cup of wine? Is it drinking the wine? The Kiddush itself fundamentally is Daraisa. And how much of Kiddush is Daraisa Darabanan is a discussion. What about the obligation of Lechem Mishnah? We learn that Lechem Mishnah from the man that when the Jewish people were in the Midbar, Moshe told them they're only, that the man's not going to fall on Shabbos, and they're going to get a double portion on Friday. So we're familiar with the concept of Lechem Mishnah. We have two loaves. So is the obligation of Lechem Mishnah min haTorah? Is it a biblical obligation like Kiddush? Or is only a rabbinical obligation? So there seems to be a debate between the Taz and the Magen Avraham, which we'll see could be really a debate in the Rishonim, but the Taz writes in Orach Chaim that Lechem Mishnah is a biblical obligation, and the Magen Avraham disagrees and says Lechem Mishnah is only Derabanan. We'll give you the context of the Machokes in a minute, but what's the issue at hand? Whether one assumes Lechem Mishnah is a mitzvah min haTorah or a mitzvah midrabanan. So the Ran writes in the Dafei Harif, the Ran on Shabbos, Mem Dalet Amin Aleph, he quotes a Machlokes Rishonim on whether women are chayev in Lechem Mishnah. So he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says, yes, women are chayev in Lechem Mishnah because af hein hayu ba'osa anes, since they also received the double portion of man, like we find by Ner Chanukah, by Megillas Esther, and by wine for Kiddush, we find Afim Hayuba Osanis. That's what the Gemara talks about. Rabbeinu Tam says it also applies to Lechem Mishnah. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Ran disagrees and says we don't need Afim Hayuba Osanis. Even if women were not obligated, even if women did not receive the double portion, they'd be obligated anyway because we have a Gemara in Brachas Chof Amid Beis that it says, Noshim Chayovas B'Kiddush Hayom Tvar Torah. The question is it in a mitzvah saseh shazman grama women are exempt from time-oriented mitzvah? So what do you mean? So the Gemara answers, Koshe Yeshmo B'Shmira Yeshno B'Zachir. Whoever's included in keeping Shabbos is included in the positive mitzvah of Kiddush. So that's a given. That's why all agree Kiddush, a woman is obligated on Shabbos. The question is, how far do you take this drasha? So, either you take it literally, it only refers to Kiddush, or do you expand it? It doesn't mean just Kiddush, it means all the mitzvahs hayom. Just like Kiddush, so too Lechem Mishnah, and perhaps Shalosh Shudas, and other mitzvahs. So that seems to be the machlokas. The Ran seems to learn that it's all subsumed under the principle, whether you assume it's still Daraisa or not, but at least according to the Ran, one could argue that it's Daraisa, it's subsumed under the halachas of Zohar Shom HaShabbos or Kodesh. And Rabbi Thomas says, no, it wouldn't be, only refers to Kiddush. He needs to come on to a new reason of Afin HaYubo Sanet. So it seems it could be this Machlokas Taz and Magen Avraham is based on this Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. The Taz seems to be working with the Ran. If you assume Koshe Yeshu B'Shmira, Yeshu B'Zachir includes Lechem Mishnah, so then that's the Taz Shita. And if you assume like Rabbeinu Tam, that is the opinion of Magen Avraham. So that could be the basis of Machlokas. What is the context of their Where does it come up that Lecha Mishnah is a Darbai? What is the question they are dealing with? So they're dealing with actually a case where, let's say you only have a person's afflicted with poverty and only has enough money to either buy challah for Lecha Mishnah or wine for Kiddush. The Gemara has a discussion about different choices. If you only have enough money for near Shabbos, near Hanukkah, and wine for Kiddush. The Gemara concludes that near Shabbos other because of Shalom Bayis, and then near Hanukkah second per the concept of Pursumi Nisa, and wine for Kiddush has the concept of Tadir Rishaino Tadir, but that's on the lowest level. So therefore, the Gemara says you use near Shabbos, near Hanukkah, then you wine for Kiddush. So the question is, isn't Kiddush Daraisa? Hash is near Shabbos. At best, you know, maybe it's me different Kabbalah, but it's not Daraisa according to most. And certainly near Hanukkah is only Darabanan, and Kiddush is Daraisa. So what do you mean? How could it take precedence? So there's some different Rishonim saying, "Oh, Kiddush Alayayin is only Darabanan." Kiddush is Daraisa, but Kiddush Alayayin. So in fact, that's what the Taz writes here. The Taz writes, if one only has enough money for wine for Kiddush or Lecha Mishnah, he says that Lecha Mishnah takes precedence. Because that's Daraisa. Well, using wine for Kiddush is Daraisa, but using wine for Kiddush is only rabbinical. Well, you could say, one could argue, like Tosis, that according to some opinions, that wine is Daraisa. So let's assume, well, halacha, that's the way we paskin like. So if that's the case, so according to the Magen Avraham, the Lecha Mishnah is also only Darabanan, and if Kiddush Alayayin is only Darabanan, so what would you do? So according to the Taz, you'd buy the bread for Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah is Daraisa. The Magen Avraham also agrees that you should buy bread over wine if you're afflicted with poverty and don't have enough money. But that's for another reason, is because in a Chinami, it's assumed that both are Rabbanan. But since you can make Kiddush over bread as well, Friday night, anyway, you can make Kiddush over bread. You just put the bread in instead of the wine. So therefore, that's why you would buy the bread. Of course, also if you had the bread, you're able to have a meal. If you don't have bread, you'll have to come up with some other solution to Sudas Shabbos. So that's the machokas. Seems to be a machokas Rabbeinu Tam Ran, which is a machokas Magen Avraham and the Taz. And it's a machokas among the poskim. I mean, the Taz writes the Raisa. I think the Orach HaShulchan also writes it's Daraisa, because he must tell like Goshe Yeshu Bishmira. And others assume it's only Lecha Mishnah is only Darabanan. That would depend on this issue of if it's based on Afein Hayu Bosanes or Goshe Yeshu Bishmira based on Zochas Yom HaShabbos.